T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Can someone tell me what the hell's going on with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth?
Oh.
Yeah, broke up, didn't they?
They just got married, and they broke up over the weekend. I'm like, didn't you just get married? Why does this happen? You've been together for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you change one thing. You get married, and you break up right away. Can someone explain to me why this always happens? Why did you bother with the marriage? Why? Every time after they get married. Splitsville.
Like, is it society got them? Oh, societal ways. We have to get married. We got engaged. We got back together.
I don't know.
To get married. And then...
I don't know. Well, then, right after that, Miley Cyrus is spotted making out with Caitlyn Carter in public.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, okay. So her and Liam broke up. Then she's making out with a chick, which isn't a new thing for her.
No.
I mean, I think she said she's bisexual before.
Yeah.
Still.
But I didn't know what to think of this whole thing. Like, publicity stunt? Real?
Well, she said before she doesn't like the word wife, and she doesn't like the whole wife role.
Then why'd she get married? Her say,
exactly.
Why did you play into the stereotypes then?
You had to think that there's problems in the relationship already. Well, maybe getting married will fix this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know people that have done extreme things to say, maybe if we do this, it'll save the relationship, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like moving to a different state or a different city. I know people that have done that. They've uprooted their lives, moved across the country with somebody, but they didn't get married. They're just stuck in another state now.
Yes. Still. Exactly. Well, so. Caitlyn Carter's from The Hills, the remake of The Hills.
That's right.
And she was Brody Jenner's chick, and then she broke up with Brody Jenner, and then she was spotted making out with Miley Cyrus on vacation. When I realized she was spotted making out with somebody from The Hills, I thought, publicity stuff.
Yes.
Immediately. But her and Liam have only been married for 8 months. So I don't know what to think of this.
They were engaged and then they broke up while they were engaged,
Their
right?
marriage was really, you remember, it was super fast, like out of the blue. It's
yeah.
Like, what, they're married?
Well,
okay,
kind
whatever.
Of. Because they'd been together off and on for so long.
And they broke up, got back together, and then immediately got married.
But they had been married for 8 months and they're already done.
Didn't he help her in that fire too when her house burned down and he like went in and saved all of her animals and all
and
that stuff?
Jennifer
remember that?
And he helped Jennifer Lawrence in the Hunger Games as well.
Remember
that? The guy had done a lot in his life.
Oh my God.
So much. The respect he deserves.
On and off camera, he's done so much for society.
Give Liam the respect he deserves.
He saved Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh!
He loves her.
Oh my God, you're
he
crazy.
Saved your animals, Miley.
You're wild.
Just saying.
They're not together now. There's that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Do you guys have good news to start the day? I have some good news.
Oh, okay, yeah?
It has to do with our trip that we took to Chicago over the past couple days.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I took advantage of the Amazon Go store a couple times. By the way, this should totally be an ad, but it's not.
Yeah.
But the Amazon Go store, we had one of these by our hotel where we were staying downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
It's a store where you download this Amazon Go app. And you literally just scan your phone, and that lets you in the store. You take whatever you need.
It's so weird. You don't talk to anyone. You just walk in.
Yep.
There are no employees. There's like one person stocking. But other than that, you just take what you need. I need a juice. I need some eggs.
Yep.
I need some bacon.
The weird thing is that your phone picks up everything you picked up out of the store and charges you for it and knows. That's what's so weird.
Wild.
And then you just walk out of the store.
So weird.
And it worked in my favor because I was running late for a train on Saturday morning before the MacFun game.
Oh. Yeah.
And I had to, there was an Amazon Go store. So on the way out to the train, there was an Amazon Go store. I was like, crap, I need something to drink and a quick snack. I ran in, grabbed two things, ran out.
He didn't have that planned at all either.
No.
No.
Didn't leave himself any time. He didn't.
No time at all.
He knows he had that plan to go to the Amazon store, man. Mm-hmm. I know, Riggs.
I didn't know there was one in the train store. I didn't know there was one in the train store, in the train station.
That's even at Union Station.
Yeah, at Union Station. That's I didn't know there was one there. That's the one I used. I was like, sweet. Clutch.
He didn't know. He didn't Google the locations.
I promise you I didn't Google that one. I should have, though.
That store is crazy that you literally walk in and you don't... I can't wait till it gets to Milwaukee.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was glorious. Walk in, don't talk to anyone, take what you want and walk out without paying. Even if you don't pay, you don't waste time in a line. It's
great.
Genius.
So great. Mm-hmm. You're not asking me for my rewards card? No. Right? Not going to put another phone number in. What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is we had so much fun at the MAC Celebrity Softball Game. It was the first annual, except for Gibbons, who was drunk, but we'll get into that later on the show.
Yeah.
Don't say a word. You're not embarrassed at all? You thought you were awesome at the game?
I had a good time.
Oh, Christ. Okay, anyway, the game was great. Riggs and I played in it.
Yes, we did.
And
we both got a hit.
I was on Yount's team, I thought I was on John McLaughlin's team until we got there. No. And then we found out you were on John McLaughlin's team. And I was on Yount's team. And I'm standing there at one point, and I see Robin Yount, and I see Paul Molitor, and I see Gantner, and I'm like, wait a second, this is like every lot at Miller Park. All these guys are here.
Yes.
It's like I'm standing in Miller Park parking lot.
Isn't
but they're
crazy?
All over here in front of me playing in a baseball game. And so that was cool.
I had Desmond Mason and I had John McLaughlin, so I had some Bucks on my team as well.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I had a bunch of other sports players. I feel like they put the baseball people on your team and the other sports players and like the sportscasters on my team.
Oh, because Robin Yount was our team, so they probably gave all the players that he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, if I like had to hit the ball and I ran to first base, I would be with Desmond Mason. You're like, holy crap, I'm running toward Desmond Mason. Running toward Desmond Mason. Holy crap. He's going to get me out.
He was there with his wife. He was super nice.
That's awesome.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
I think both of us had really cool people on our teams.
Yeah.
Allie's team won. Our team came out
at
the last minute.
But $100,000 raised for the MAC Fund, which is childhood cancer.
$100,000 for the MAC Fund. Yes. That's great. Which has been around for so many years. I didn't know that John McLaughlin started this so long ago.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Gibbons, what's your good news?
I ate my way through the state fair yesterday. I had lasagna sticks. They were incredible.
Yes.
I had a Rupinas, the Avalanche Bowl. Incredible.
Yes.
I had the state fair Coke. I had about five of those. I dropped one of them. I had to go get another one.
Oh.
All the foods, all the drinks. It was a beautiful day.
Did anybody refund you for the one? No, they didn't.
Of course not.
Sorry, it's the fair. Forgot.
Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Did you see they're bringing more scooters now to Milwaukee? We're getting more scooters?
I haven't even seen the first batch. Can I be completely honest?
You haven't seen the little green lime scooters?
I have not been downtown to see them, no.
No?
Scooter mania.
I have to have a reason. We've been at the fair.
True.
I haven't been downtown in like a few weeks at least.
They have Spin and Bird scooters are now coming back. So we will now have the company Spin and the company Bird. These are two other separate scooter companies that will be bringing them in next week.
The Bird scooters were here originally like a few months ago, right?
Yes.
And then they left and now Lime came in and now they're coming back?
Yes. Mm. Because now Bird has done it properly. They have the legislation through and they've went through the city and the city has approved it. So, unlike before, when Bird just came in, like, hey, here's some scooters. Have a nice day.
Rebels.
Like, whoa, hold on, bro. You can't do that.
You can't
do that. So, right now, there's 500, so there's going to be 350 more. Total of like 1,000. It's going to be scooter mania down there.
If we cared about the crime in the city as much as we did about the damn scooters.
Right?
We'd be on a roll.
Well, pun intended.
Well, that was going to be crime on the scooters or crime with the scooters. In the cities that have them, people are finding them in lakes. Like people are people are vandalizing the scooters because people are a-holes. People are idiots. They're going to happen everywhere.
Yeah.
So watch for more scooters.
That's what I would have done. 10 years ago, living downtown, I would have been drunk and probably accidentally running a scooter into the lake, quite frankly.
Yeah. Right?
Whoops.
I'm just saying.
Whoops.
Didn't mean it.
No. Can I take a picture of where
Riggs,
I parked it?
Is that you that threw your scooter into the lake this weekend?
Yes, that is me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No comment.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. Mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
No, Jason Momoa. No, you can't quit Aquaman. You are Aquaman. bizarre. It's like Batman quitting Batman.
Right.
Makes no sense whatsoever, man.
Especially because he's such a fresh one. There haven't been really many Aquamans. No. He's the only Aquaman I know of.
True.
So what's he saying he's going to quit over?
Well, he was mad about a protest, okay? He's not happy because they were doing a construction project on Hawaii's tallest mountain, which I don't think I've ever been to. Hell, maybe I have. Maybe I was there when I was in Hawaii and I just don't remember it. But anyway, he said that he is refusing to start work on Aquaman 2 until something is done. So he said that this project, which is known as the 30-meter telescope, it's being built on a site of indigenous Hawaiians where they believe it's the most sacred site on Earth.
Oh.
So he had already posted on Instagram from the site, but now he's made it clear that he doesn't want any more. And he says, sorry, Warner Brothers, we can't shoot Aquaman 2. Because Jason got run over by a bulldozer trying to stop the desecration of his native land.
Oh,
and they're
my
not
God.
Even joking. They're being serious.
What?
He said, this is not happening. We are not letting you do this anymore. Enough is enough. So he was upset. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was protesting at the site. So they don't like the construction taking place on the site that they say is like, you know, this beautiful place. And like,
he's like that protester from like the 90s, the really old footage of the guy standing in front of the tanks.
Yep.
When they're going down the square, like Tiananmen Square or whatever. He's standing in front of the bulldozer saying, I'm not going to take it. Like Aquaman.
Yeah.
But remember, you don't have those powers. You're not really Aquaman. You can't stop it, dude. You can't. We
That's
wish you
funny.
Could, though.
Yeah.
But he's bringing the awareness
he
to
is.
Us.
Yes. Yeah. He did the same thing. Didn't he shave his beard for plastic bottles or something like
yep.
that?
Yeah.
He's been about the environment, Aquaman, which I guess if you're going to be about the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
The environment. Well,
for sure. And December 2022 is the release date. So what does that give us? About a year and a few months or two years and a few months.
Yep.
It'll be here before we know it, though.
Jeez.
Man, not soon enough,
Well, if he does it.
Uh-huh. True.
If he does do it.
Come on. Save the world. Save the environment, Aquaman.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I woke up to something horrifying yesterday.
What?
It was on the television. There was this show. They were talking about these doomsday preppers and people talking about what happens if all the technology goes away. What would you do if you couldn't use your cell phone, your bank accounts, all the money went away?
I would do what I was like, did years ago.
Which is what?
When I didn't have one.
I know.
Right?
We would be all right. You would be okay.
I'd be pissed, but I'd be all right.
But they were showing this whole culture of people called doomsday preppers.
Uh-huh.
And these people that stock up and stuff, and they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars building these underground bunkers and shelters from nuclear fallout because they think that one day Chernobyl could happen. They live near nuclear power
Honestly,
plants.
It sounds like some crap you would do, Riggs.
It does.
And also, I pun intended when I say, get a life.
That is
Literally
their life, though.
Literally are preparing to die.
That's their life.
That's not living. That's preparing to die.
I know.
That makes no sense. Like, just what the hell? It doesn't even make sense.
That's what these people are doing. They're preparing for everyone else to die and them to maybe survive.
They need mental health because they're having anxiety over the end of the world. That's
yes.
bizarre, dude.
Dude, I saw an article a couple of years ago. This is like 15 years after Y2K.
Yeah.
And they had a guy who spent his entire life savings prepping
God.
For the end of the world at Y2K for Y2K to happen. And he still has like ramen and things like MREs, the
meal ready, the military meals.
Yeah,
that they
food
have.
That doesn't require anything.
I just looked up MREs the other day. What the hell does it stand for?
Meal ready to eat. Yes, meal
yeah,
ready to eat.
Yeah, there you go.
And he still has a bunch of those, and like all of his money's gone, and he's got his MREs, and that's it.
That's what Costco, they sell a $6,000 $6,000 package. It's 600 cans of food that can feed four people, a 2,000-calorie a day diet for 12 months for $6,000.
If you're preparing for doomsday.
Yes. I'm just thinking there's so many other things you could be using that money on, man, just to live
money,
now.
Money, energy. Like, how about...
Yeah, energy and mental focus and so many other things. The
but
end
guys,
of the world.
You're not saying if you're preparing for the end of the world. I'm sorry.
What, Gibbons?
When the end of the world happens, though, these people are going to be prepared and you're going to be there going, I wish I would have prepped. I wish I would have done
No, I'm not, because I will have been having fun.
Yes.
While they wasted all their time, and we're all going to die anyway, so who cares?
Now they're stuck in a bunker with their family, and I'm going to go out, and I'll die slowly of radiation poisoning, but I'll be living my best life on the surface.
You know, when you guys make sense, you just make just sense. Saying. And that statement was perfectly sensible.
I'll give you a high five with my third arm from all the nuclear fallout.
Right?
We'll live our best life with it, Gibbons. It'll be great.
You're crazy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
There were two bomb incidents yesterday. It was yesterday and Saturday. There was one at the Franklin Walmart, at like 27th Street and
27th and
it's over by the
kind of Rawson is college-ish.
Yeah, college-ish.
27th and Rawson College.
Right.
Between Rawson and College.
Yes. Yes.
Why do I know that before you? You live in Franklin.
I was also thinking about the second one. There was also a second bomb scare at the Dollar Tree in Greenfield, which is also at 27th and College over in that same area.
I didn't realize they were both at the same area.
Well, you got the Walmart right there with the Sam's Club, right? Then there's a Hobby Lobby, too.
Oh, don't get into I don't know. You're going to describe details of it.
Well, you're trying to call me out for living in Franklin and not knowing, so I'm just trying to show
that I
know what
I'm talking
about.
Well, I at least know where Walmart is, but if you would name every store in a strip mall over there, good luck, brother. I'm out.
Four CBD stores, at least.
Shocking.
Right? No, but they both turned out to be nothing. But the first one was, I guess, a call they had gotten at the Franklin Walmart. The second one at the Dollar Tree. The manager saw a suspicious package, called, and they had like the bomb trucks going there and everything.
Jesus.
Terrible.
Both scenes were cleared, but kind of random, both in that same kind of Greenfield, Franklin area.
Was the Dollar Tree after Walmart or vice versa?
Afterwards.
That's why they were being paranoid and obnoxious.
Because they heard
saw
about
a random package and then freaked out, and there was nothing.
Which makes sense, yeah.
It doesn't.
What, in the same area?
Bombing and bomb threats.
Well, I'm saying if the Walmart one was like, oh, it was nothing,
right.
And then the guy at Dollar Tree still freaking out, like, that's just his own mind.
Yeah, I'd freak out if I was in a Dollar Tree, too.
Hey, if you see... I love Dollar Tree.
If you see something,
say something. And Dollar Tree is the greatest store
ever. But if you just see a package, like all the other packages, don't say anything, please, God.
Does it say Amazon on the side?
No. It says Dollar Tree, and it's a bag full of some lady's stuff that she forgot. She'll come back and get it.
Right, yeah. Everything is the A-OK, but chill out, suburbs. Chill out, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Saturday was a pretty cool event that we got to go to, you guys.
Oh, my God, dude.
We were so cool. Allie and I were invited to be on the rosters for the Mac Fun softball game. It was the first one they've ever done.
I didn't know it was the first annual.
I felt
really special that we got to be a part of it.
Hell yeah.
It seemed like an event that had been going on for years.
Yes. And then we walk in, and I'm like, holy crap. Uh-huh. There's Desmond Mason.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's Bucks. Robin Yount.
Yeah, Brewers.
There's John McLaughlin.
Yeah.
The people that grew up here know, trust me. I'm like looking at all these celebrities, and I'm like, holy crap, how did we get invited to this thing? We are not worthy.
We're not
celebrities compared to these people.
We kind of were, though, a little bit, because a couple of them walked up to me, and they were like, oh, we know you and Allie. We listen to you guys in the morning. And I was
Shut up.
Really? Brian Goddard was on my team from Channel 4, who we all know I beat his daughter in a potato-eating competition back in the day.
But I had Ted Perry. Ted Perry gives me life. Ted Perry is the nicest. He's always been the nicest guy.
He's funny on Twitter.
He's funny, period. But he's that guy. He's just the nicest guy. He's always been that way from Fox 6.
So we walk in. Allie and I, we both had our own customized jerseys with our names on the back and everything, which was awesome.
I mean, to give us a customized jersey, we are living our best lives.
Hell yeah, we are.
We are like, whoa. And then we realized I was on Robin Yount's team the whole time.
And I was on John McLaughlin's team. John McLaughlin, who I realized founded the Mac Fund. He started it, which is crazy. Him and Eddie Doucette, who was a former voice, the sports voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, who I also learned. I learned so much about Milwaukee sports history being at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a sports dude, I was freaking out.
Well, and it didn't occur to me that, like, even though Robin Yount was my coach and I was on his team and he was standing there, that he was actually watching me bat. I forgot. I blacked it out. And then I got really nervous when I came up and he's like, great job. And he, like, pats you on the shoulder. I'm like, holy crap, I parked in your lot at Miller Park. Holy crap.
He commented.
Listen up, Yount.
He complimented your form.
He talked to me three times. I was like, awesome. Dude, you're paying attention to me?
That's crazy.
This is insane.
One of the guys on my team got thrown out by Robin Yount, and he came off, and we were like, it's all right. He went, I don't care. I got thrown out by Robin Yount.
Yes!
Who can say that?
Yes!
Who can say that? Nobody can. So who won the game? Our team started off with a big lead.
Let me handle this.
John
Gibbons,
McLaughlin's
let me tell
team.
You what. Gibbons, you were in the stands drunk, which was funny because you were like heckling us. And then they put me in the field. What was I in? Left field or right field? What the
you
hell
were
was
in
it?
In right field.
Which just happened to be right next to where Gibbons was sitting in the bleachers.
Yep.
So he could taunt me the entire time I was in the field.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, who put me in the field? I don't like to run to get balls. Just make them throw them towards my face and I'll catch them.
And that's your life motto, pretty much. That's how you live your life. You don't want to run for the balls. You just want them to come
hell
to you.
No.
Now, you guys, this was one of the greatest, and I'll say this on record, one of the greatest sporting comebacks of any and all time.
Yes, Gibbons, that's where I was going
of
with this.
Any and, all
of any and all
times. You didn't get to hear the behind the scenes stuff that Riggs said to me.
Yeah.
So first of all, Riggs and I were on separate teams, so I didn't see him a lot during the game.
Yeah.
And then he comes over to talk, like, what inning? Fourth, maybe?
They were going to put me in, and I didn't have a glove, and they said there's a box of gloves over by the other team's dugout. Uh-huh. Go grab a glove. Uh-huh. So I go over and I grab a glove and I say hello
He's
to Allie while
to
I'm
the
over
excuses
there.
Excuses why he missed his chance to bat.
Yes.
He comes over and he says to my team, because they're winning 12-0, Riggs' team. He's on
whooping.
John McLaughlin's team. He says, you know, you guys are allowed to score.
There's a bunch of people in the stands that went,
ooh.
And he says this after he's done nothing to contribute to the game or the scores, by the way.
Absolutely nothing.
So I said, okay, whatever. I didn't talk any smack. What happens? They say, Riggs, you're up to bat as he's talking smack.
I was like, what?
He goes up and strikes out.
Yep. No,
I
you
said,
didn't.
If that wasn't karma, Riggs, if that wasn't karma, dude.
You witnessed it, you drunk ass. You
and
were there.
And then our team came back and won the whole damn thing after you were winning 12-0. So Younce team won.
Younce team won.
Like we should have, the baseball side.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And I played the world's greatest, drunkest heckler ever.
Oh my God, you did, dude.
It was in the movie Major League. You ever seen Major League where the guy's in the stands just screaming and then he almost runs out on the field? I was that guy, only I ran out on the field a couple of times.
I was standing in the dugout next to freaking Robin Yount. Molitor's there. Gantner's there. I'm standing by these legends. And Gibbons, I feel a tap on the shoulder. I turn around. Gibbons is double fisting, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So he's got two tall boys lined up where he's holding them in the middle and he's like, what up? And I go, how the hell did you get on the field? And he's like, I just walked out. I just walked out, man. I just walked out.
He did the same thing. He walked over into our dugout. I look over. David Gruber's on my team. He's like, I got to talk to Gruber. He's my guy. I know David Gruber. I know. Uh-huh. I've met David Gruber before. And I'm like, how did you get in the dugout, Mr. Double Fist?
It was hysterical.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
We were at the Mac Fun softball game on Saturday, which, by the way, we didn't say they raised over $100,000. $102,000.
For childhood cancer, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing, the Mac Fun. And they've been doing that for a long, long, long time. They even have to give you your ornaments. They give us, like, ornaments from the past. Yes.
You stole my ornaments. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, I have to give them to you. Yes. So, at the game, in attendance, somebody from the crowd shouts at me. They go, Riggs, we thought that you were Allie's boyfriend. And I went, no, her boyfriend's over there.
Shut up. You did not.
It just slipped out of my tongue. And I was like, oh.
You didn't say that, did you?
I did. But Pottery Guy was there. Pottery Guy was
there.
Pottery
Guy was there. Were you prepared? For no, Pottery Guy to
I
be
was,
there?
I was not prepared as I thought I should have been. Because you said he was going to be there.
Yeah.
And then I walk over to Gibbons and I see Gibbons with like four other dudes. And I'm wondering, which one is he? Which one? Up there he is. Right there. He was very quiet.
He is quiet.
He was very quiet.
He'll be more outgoing as you get to know him.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I figure he was there with your two work husbands. He's probably a little uncomfortable.
No,
and there were listeners there.
He doesn't
Because Gibbons...
He doesn't get nervous like that.
Did you hear what Gibbons did to this guy?
What did you do?
What did I do?
I was on the field. What did you do to the dude I'm seeing?
I showed him a good time. I hung out with him and we talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Do?
Gibbons got recognized...
Tell me what he did, Riggs.
...by the people that won from us. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do.
The people that won from us.
Seth and Tevin, yes, 100%.
Seth and Tevin, they won tickets from us and they wanted to party with Gibbons and they were excited about that. And at one point, Gibbons took the hit them over to meet Pottery Guy.
Oh, Christ.
And then left Pottery Guy with those two guys.
Oh, lovely.
Came over to talk to me for a while and then went back over there, forcing Pottery Guy to make conversation with people he didn't know.
Hey,
I was surprised I invited him, quite frankly. What, Gibbons?
First of all, props to you for bringing him out, because that is, I'm not going to say, it is a huge step.
It's a big step.
Yeah, but
it and is. I left Pottery Guy with two drunk listeners and a friend of Allie's. He wasn't by himself.
That's
okay?
True. My girlfriend
Give me some
Carrie
credit.
Came to support.
Yeah.
So she was there to like entertain him when Gibbons could not.
Mm-hmm. So I thought he was very nice. He was cool. He was quiet, like I
shorter
said.
Shorter than me.
Yeah.
Shorter than
definitely
you.
Definitely shorter. There's no doubt.
Not at all.
No. See what I mean? That's a thing for me, though, because I'm tall.
I know it is.
I have to get. But
and he
I'm
knows
getting...
it's a thing for you because you brought it up. He was like, I know.
Oh, God.
He dropped an expletive, and I was like, I like this guy. I like it.
I thought he was a really nice, outgoing dude. A little quiet at first, but you chum up for a minute and then just opened up. He was a good guy. I approve.
He said, I asked him.
What did he have to say about
us? Well, he didn't say much about you guys because he's a dude, right? Mm-hmm. So that's afterwards, he didn't say much.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd asked him, what'd you think? And he just didn't say much. So I just texted him. I said, I need to know what you thought of Riggs and Gibbons because they're asking me and I really don't know the answer.
In the moment, just now?
Because you're a dude. Yes.
So what did he say?
So he wrote back and said, Gibbons, fine. Like one of my friends, shrugged shoulder. So that was like, fine. He's like one of my friends. Uh-huh. That was that.
Yeah.
Riggs didn't really talk to, just said hi because Gibbons was drunk.
True.
Amen.
So he basically, and he did say that to me. He didn't really get a chance. He's like, I didn't really get a chance to talk to Riggs, so I don't really I don't have an answer for you on what I think.
I didn't get a chance.
Because
really
it was like, hi, how are you? And
that
then
was it.
Goodbye.
Very brief pleasantries, and that was
but
it.
But I was worried about inviting him to that thing. Well, I actually wasn't worried because I obviously did it. But I knew that those are make or break moments when you're seeing someone with our job.
Yeah.
Because what happens is if I get a guy to something like that with all these celebrities, like, you know, all the famous baseball players and the Packers, you can tell real quick if you're being used or if they are literally more excited by you being on the radio.
Yeah.
So it can be a real pivotal moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Because I've taken guys to things and dropped them immediately because I was so turned off by like how they acted. It was obvious.
You mean if you started fangirling at everybody that
or
was
just
there?
Clearly with me because we're on the radio.
For the perks of the gig,
immediately.
Yeah.
He wasn't at
he
all.
Was, he's never like that though. But
no.
So I thought, okay, this went smoothly. I wasn't uncomfortable he was there.
Right.
I wasn't afraid to talk to him in public.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So these are all good signs.
Did any listeners see you two interacting together and say, is that Pottery Guy?
Right, not that I know of.
No, okay.
Not that I know of. Because I was in the game most of the time.
Yeah.
And literally, physically and mentally, you're all focused on the game.
I was
focused.
In the game.
Yes.
And I knew he was with Gibbons. God help his soul.
I got to say one thing.
Did you say anything nasty to him?
I said a lot of stuff nasty to
him.
So
much, dude. I just see Gibbons being like, so when you're good.
No.
Thank God.
I can't say Seth and Tevin didn't say anything like that. The guys who were partying with me, but I didn't say a word.
What did they say?
No, they didn't say anything. No, nothing.
My last interaction with Pottery Guy, I'm standing there with him. I was trying to start a conversation.
Oh, my bad.
And I realized as I'm talking to him, I looked at Allie, and she's accidentally, she forgot she had one of the gloves she borrowed. I'm like, oh, you're taking the glove, huh?
Oh,
she's,
no!
Just jokingly. And then Gibbons backs up and falls over. Because he's drinking.
He fell over. Yeah.
And I go, you see what I'm dealing with? A kleptomaniac and a drunk. This is what I deal with every day on the show. This is my life.
A
kleptomaniac and a drunk.
I accidentally stole the glove. Or not really. It was on purpose.
And I
wanted the glove from the celebrity softball game.
I was trying
game.
To say that you left it there. I was trying to give you an out, but you just outed yourself right
and
there.
And I accidentally double-fisted over and over and over and over and over again, Riggs.
Okay.
Accidentally.
As long as you accidentally did those things, then good.
Okay. Accidentally.
Totally accidentally.
So then, do we look strange because I'm taller than him?
No.
Pottery Guy.
No.
Somehow.
Do you see what I mean? This is my... Because my girlfriends constantly send me pictures of friends where the girl is taller. They send me pictures of couple friends. Uh-huh. And go, look at this couple.
Gibbons,
she's taller.
Gibbons has his hand up. Go ahead.
Honest to God, because this is like the third time you brought this up in this conversation, and we haven't at all. Mm-hmm. What he lacks in height, and this is a compliment, he's a really good-looking dude.
Oh, you think so? I think so. But
I was kind
of like his face.
Yeah, I literally was
I like
your
face.
Oh, hey, it's you. Oh, wow. You're a
like
good-looking dude. I can see why.
It's his confidence that makes him seem taller to me than half the guys I date.
He's got a good energy to him. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm an energy
for
dude.
Sure. He's a
good
positive
energy.
Dude.
Yeah. Positive guy.
Yes, and then I thought it was funny because afterwards, you guys left, and I was like, I got to go home and relieve my babysitter, but not before I go eat some food. I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had talked about going to Oakland Euros. Like, we wanted to go Euros for like weeks now. I'm like, oh my God, let's swing by Oakland Euros on our way home. Then I'll go home, you go home, whatever. So we go, we get the gyros, which I love to call them gyros.
Gyros.
We have this cute little date almost at 3 p.m. where I'm sweaty. It's like this little place. It was very cute.
Yes.
And then we're walking back out to our cars and I realize I'm like grabbing his arm. So I realize, see, because this is the other thing with the height, that will make me shy away from holding hands or walking by someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're standing there and I realize we're walking and I'm going like this.
So you're
like this. And
his arm straight
like
out.
Like this. I'm like, oh,
and
God,
you
I'm
grazes.
Touching him.
Yeah.
I'm touching him.
Like rubbing.
We're making progress, people.
Oh,
uh-huh.
And I thought, I am getting past the height. This is very good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a keeper for a little bit.
What?
Don't say.
For a little bit. I said keeper for a little bit.
Keeper for a little bit.
He's your boy. He's your friend. He's your boyfriend.
Shut up!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. And time for Hell to the No.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
Where is Fun Pants?
Where, intern Fun Pants, come on in for a Hell to the No.
She told us what she did over the weekend. She should be ashamed of herself. There's a Hell to the No.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Unbelievable.
To the no, 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 no.
In addition to waking up in front of a Doomsday Prepper show, I also woke up on the floor of my bedroom with all of the lights on next to my dog in his crate. My dog was sleeping in his crate. I was laying on the floor next to my dog's crate, fully clothed. Nobody home.
This is a 8:20 break for living your best life.
That is.
So you passed out on the floor by your dog crate is what you're telling me on Saturday.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
YOLO, bro.
Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Speaking of people blacking out over the weekend, Fun Pants, what did you do?
I did yesterday at the Brewer game for my boyfriend's birthday.
You what?
I blacked out.
Did anyone know what she said to begin with?
Nope.
No. Something about her boyfriend's birthday at a Brewer's
game. It was
my
boyfriend's birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So
Chad.
So we went to the... Yes.
Chad.
We went to the Brewer game.
He wears polos and cargo shorts.
Yeah. He pops his collar.
Chad. He looks like he's from Mequon.
He wears Crocs.
Chill.
Maggie Delafield.
Chill.
Yeah, so... We were with like a really good family friend and they just kept handing me drinks and my tolerance.
They.
Yes.
So like, I'm not going to deny them.
Yeah.
But you know what? Fair enough. See? Yes. I wouldn't either.
So yeah.
What were you drinking?
It was all mixed drinks.
Oh.
That's why. Yeah.
Were you drinking the Long Islands at Miller Park?
It was just like a vodka soda, and then...
When you don't even know what you're drinking, there's a hell to the dog.
That's
dog.
Right.
When you don't even know what the hell you ingested.
Yeah,
hell
I
to the
really
dog.
Don't know.
But I love it that you went out for your boyfriend's birthday, and you blacked out. Way to go, Fun Pants. You are totally
like, I am
earning your name.
I feel so bad.
You nut job.
Why do you feel bad?
Because she blacked out on her boyfriend's birthday. Did you even give it up?
He was blacked out,
did
too,
Did you
probably.
Even give it up to him? Do you remember? Did you give him booty?
We're not talking about that on the air.
If your parents think you're a virgin, give me a break.
Come on.
True.
There's another. Okay, thank you. There's
that
another
means
hell
yes.
to the knock.
That means
you're
she doesn't
in college,
remember it, though.
Okay?
Come on, girl.
You're drunk a lot. Don't try to play me.
Fair enough.
It's like I wanted to know. Like, that would have been the hell to knock. She didn't give him any.
Right, because that's your birthday. You always got to get the birthday booty.
You got to have that birthday sex.
Yeah, it's my wife's birthday, by the way.
Just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Oh,
we're all good in the hood. Don't worry about it, people. Happy birthday to your wife.
Hey, when it's the girl's birthday, do you have to give it to her? Or is it is it up to her? Like,
no,
if she
just
wants
give us
it.
A back rub. That's all we want.
Actually,
it depends on where you're at in the relationship.
Yes.
I would say, how many years have you been married?
Together for 10, married for 8.
Yeah, back rub. That's what she wants.
Back rub?
Nice little backy back.
Right, you know, intern Fun Pants might want something different because they're fairly new.
Right.
She might want a little
back rub would be nice.
That's right.
She, you know.
Well, she can have whatever she wants.
I was saying what a woman wants. That's
you
all.
Just made our intern so uncomfortable. That was hilarious.
There are men in here.
I know. We're all men. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Seriously.
I don't want a woman here besides you, quite frankly.
Right?
Maybe men in here.
Maybe me. I might be a little more of a woman, too.
More of a chick than I am.
I am. It's true.
Oh, that's funny.
Got a hell to the no, you can call it 414-799-1037.
You can always text in, by the way, to 71037.
We got several texts.
Oh yeah, this one says, I got drunk for the first time at 23 and I didn't like it. What the hell's wrong with you?
Maybe they didn't. Did they have
they
a bad?
Like
they had a bad experience, probably.
Yeah,
probably blacked
or they
out.
Waited too long.
You wait all that time, and then the lead in. This is the moment. Oh, finally, I'm 23. I'm going to get drunk.
And then you wake up in a kiddie pool full of mayonnaise, and you're like, "Oh, this is disgusting."
Right?
I'm not drinking anymore. How did this happen?
Oh my god!
Somebody else said, "Hell to the gnaw." It was my birthday over the weekend, and I bought my husband a shirt that says "Save a tree and eat a."
Whoa,
I won't say.
Whoa.
It's an animal.
Whoa.
You bought the shirt. I don't know why you're mad about it, why you're texting in. And then somebody else said, when you see someone walking their dog, it poops and they leave it there.
Yeah, that's a fine, bro.
Don't do it.
Oh, I've done it. I admit it.
So have I. This morning. What? I didn't do that this morning.
Gibbons left his dog's poop out.
Gil guilty as charged. Did we say that
Seth won, the guy from the game? Said he was at the game with you guys over the weekend. My hell to the no.
He won tickets from us to go to the Mac Fund game.
Yep. Yeah, at Capco Park. And he says, my hell to the no is when they made us pour out our beer at the game. Why did they make you pour out your beer, Seth?
Come on, Seth. Rules are rules.
Or you were drunk. I don't know which one.
We tried to take it out.
And regulations.
Damn it, Seth.
Come on, Seth.
This is why we can't have nice things. This is why they're going to ban our scooters. Because people like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your texts. 103.7 KISS FM.
You can always text in, by the way, to 71037.
We got several texts.
Oh, yeah. This one says, I got drunk for the first time at 23, and I didn't like it. What the hell's wrong with you?
Maybe they didn't. They had a bad experience, probably.
Yeah.
Probably blacked
out. Or they waited too long.
You wait all that time, and then the lead in, this is the moment. Oh, finally, I'm 23. I'm going to get drunk.
And then you wake up in a kiddie pool full of mayonnaise, and you're like, oh, this is disgusting.
Right?
I'm not drinking anymore. How did this happen?
Oh, my God.
Somebody else said, hell to the gnaw. It was my birthday over the weekend, and I bought my husband a shirt that says, save a tree and eat a...
Whoa,
I won't say.
Whoa.
It's an animal.
Whoa.
You bought the shirt. I don't know why you're mad about it, why you're texting in. And then somebody else said, when you see someone walking their dog, it poops and they leave it there.
Yeah, that's a fine, bro.
Don't do it.
Oh, I've done it. I admit it.
So have I. This morning. What? I didn't do that this morning.
Gibbons left his dog's poop out.
Guilty as charged.
Seth won, the guy from the game. Said he was at the game with you guys over the weekend. My hell to the no.
He won tickets from us to go to the Mac Fund game.
Yep. Yeah, at Capco Park. And he says, my hell to the no is when they made us pour out our beer at the game. Why did they make you pour out your beer, Seth?
Come on, Seth. Rules are rules.
Or you were drunk. I don't know which one.
We tried to take it out.
And regulations.
Damn it, Seth.
Come on, Seth.
This is why we can't have nice things. This is why they're going to ban our scooters, because people like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your texts. 103.7 KISS FM. Shawn Mendes, if I can't have you. We're commercial free all day, every day.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Cardi B blew up the internet over ketchup. And trust me, we all have an opinion. I don't care what you say. You like it one way or the other. Hot or cold, people. And I say ketchup should be cold. My sister and I fight about this. She says hot. Uh-huh. We literally get into arguments. She says, don't put the ketchup in the fridge. I said, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Cardi B had me dying on the internet this weekend because she got on there and wrote on Twitter, people who put their ketchup in the fridge are not to be trusted. And then people started coming back at her. You're supposed to refrigerate it after you open it.
Yep.
And she just went on a rant how she loves to keep her ketchup warm above the fridge to put on her eggs. And that's the way it should be.
All right.
So you say warm or cold ketchup?
I say warm. I really do, but I think there's some instances when cold is okay.
Absolutely cold, okay?
Cold.
If you leave it out, it's all runny, and the ketchup's
runny
not
anyway
together.
Because it's,
it is runny anyway.
Because
still,
you have
shake
to shake it. That's why it gets runny. That's actually an important tip. Shake it. It's always runny. If you shake it, it won't be runny.
No, but there's no thickness to it. It needs to be congealed a little bit, and that's why you cool it. Warm ketchup, it makes me nauseous.
Well, people went nuts on her, and they were like, girl, delete this. Like, people were putting really funny memes about her saying
but
that.
It's warm when it's on your burger. That makes you nauseous? You don't like it like
no,
that?
No, because it's not the runny aspect. It's not...
But Gibbons, I'm with Riggs. That's not a temperature thing. That's you have to shake it.
No, it's the thickness. It's super... It's almost like tomato juice if you leave it out. Maybe it's a mental thing.
I don't know
how
to tell him three times. It has nothing to do with the temperature. Do you think it has to do with the temperature?
I don't think so.
It doesn't because it happens hot or cold. You have to shake it.
Yeah, it separates.
It settles.
Yeah, shake it.
I'll bring in some hot and I
feel free and okay. I would challenge you any
Let's
day.
Let's do an experiment. I would be interested to know. I love science. Let's do it.
I've shaken hot and cold bottles. That's why I know that it has... I don't think it... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wait.
Look, 71037 if you want a text.
Who's done a science experiment on this? Somebody
or
has.
Or just do you like it hot or cold ketchup? Because I get it. When I go to Culver's or McDonald's or whatever, they have packets, okay?
Yep.
That's warm.
Yep.
So in fairness, I've used warm ketchup.
Right.
Likewise.
But at home, it goes in the fridge and it stays in the fridge, people.
There you go. Because you don't live at a restaurant, do you now?
Yeah, but if you put it in the fridge and then take it out and leave it leave it out overnight, the bottle expands, it explodes, and it's all kinds of craziness.
All right, well, feel free to text us 71037, warm or cold, your ketchup.
Cardi B starting the biggest argument of the weekend on the internet.
Right?
Hot or cold ketchup.
Oh, my Thanks, God. Cardi.
Crazy.
Appreciate it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. So what are you doing to live your best life, huh?
Yeah. Dude, I'm so excited what I did yesterday.
What'd you do yesterday, bro?
That I really needed to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really badly. And yeah. Like literally nothing in my house to the point where my children were like, we're dying. And I was like, you might be actually. There's no fruit. There's no vegetables. Hell, there's no snacks even. This is bad. I'd been out of town nonstop. So I go to Walmart. I was going to do pickup. I get on their website.
Yep.
I didn't realize they deliver now.
Oh, hell yeah.
$150 worth of groceries delivered to my doorstep.
Hell yeah.
I was like, what up? Because it was one of those trips. And I said, I'm not taking my children for this trip. I'll lose it.
Mm-hmm. Those are the worst.
And I got to do a lot of other things during the day when I would have been shopping, screaming at my kids. So I felt like I was living my best life.
Absolutely.
Because all my groceries showed up at 6 o'clock.
Did you
order? We were good.
So you ordered it for 6 o'clock?
That was like one of the only times left.
Okay, because I've never done it, so I don't know how it works.
Well, I had never done delivery through Walmart. So that's brand new. I'd only done pickup.
They have windows you can choose from when they'll deliver it.
So it was like 6 to 7's open or 7 to 8. And I was like, I'll go 6 to 7. This was like at 1 p.m. I ordered.
Hell yeah.
And then the guy who delivered it is actually from DoorDash. I was talking to the guy.
Nice.
Because he's like, he was like, they take my tip money, and he's like telling me all this stuff. Geez. I'm like, okay, dude, I don't care. But anyway, tell someone who cares. Give me my groceries.
Seriously. They take my tip money, so tip me in cash only? Like, come on, man.
But they essentially use another company to deliver, if that makes sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what are you guys doing?
How are you living your best life, Gibbons?
I'm living my best life. Woo! On Saturday at the MacFun softball game, went out and had me a great old time, and then afterwards went to Riggs' house and partied like all night long. Why, you ask? Because I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yes. Do you have a bruise from when you fell?
The only bruise is on my ego and my self-respect, and just those things. Just those things. You know,
a fair bruise.
That's it. Just my dignity.
Yes,
that's all.
Yes.
I was living my best life. I went to go see one of my good friends, Mike, who lives in Chicago, after our Chicago meetings, because he lives there. I'm not really down there very often, so we went out.
Who's Mike? How do you know Mike?
He's an old friend from quite a while ago, probably 15, 20 years ago.
Being coy, so that means I need more. From where?
I met Mike was my first friend that I met in Lafayette, Indiana for my first radio job when I very first started in radio. Uh-huh. We've been friends since I started in radio like 20 years ago. So we've kind of followed each other around.
That would
have been the
answer to start with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Done. Yes.
Had a friend from a long time ago. Nobody needs to give me details.
We're men. We don't give details unless you ask all the questions.
Yeah, that's right.
So I need the juice.
We did a thing called the train wreck, Allie. Wrecks where you get on the train and you have a beer at the bar off the train, then you get back on the train, ride it up to the next bar, and you get drunk at that bar. You get back on the train, go to the next stop up, and you get drunk at that bar. It's called a train wreck, and it was amazing.
Oh,
and I was living my best life on Friday night.
Riggs, I did the train wreck too, and I didn't have to get on the tracks. I just lived my best life, and it was a giant freaking train wreck.
Right?
It was a beautiful thing.
Living your best life.
Double fisted beers at a charity softball game.
You're damn right.
Not double fisted, stacked.
Stacked.
Tall boys stacked where you're holding them in the middle.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
He's not lying either.
He's not. Living your best life, bro. Living it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, you did the number neighbor challenge.
Okay, I believe everyone on the show has done the number neighbor number challenge.
I have not done it because I refuse.
I have, and I got a response.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so
I don't know if we never even talked about my response. I did get more than one.
The number neighbor challenge is when you have the last two digits of your phone number.
Yeah, like if we have 799-1037, we would text 799-1036.
Yep.
Or 1038.
And you just say, hi, number neighbor.
Yeah.
And if they respond, you strike up a conversation. If they don't, you don't strike up a conversation. Now, Allie, you said your person that you reached out to. What did your number neighbor say?
We were talking about this last Wednesday, so I sent my number neighbor a text, which was one number off from mine. I said, hey, number neighbor.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was at 7:43 a.m. At 7:59 a.m., they wrote back with three question marks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then at 8:05, they wrote, who is this?
Yeah.
My response, nothing.
Oh, that was the end?
That was the end. I can write back now, though.
Well, my experience with my number neighbor was a little bit different.
How did yours go, Gibbons?
We kind of got to know each other a little bit. So at 7:38 on Wednesday morning, I text my number neighbor, "Hey, number neighbor." And at 9:18 a.m., he responds, "What's brackin'?" Cracking with a B. What's brackin', right?
Okay.
So I respond to him, "Just over here going brazy. Sup with you?" Because I speak his language.
Brazy.
I'm from the streets. I know, right? He goes, "Alive and thriving, my guy." And I'm like, "Hell yeah, that's all we can do. I heard about the neighbor number challenge. Figured I'd try and reach out. Maybe we could become best friends. LOL."
But you don't even know if it's a guy or a girl at this point.
No, it's my number neighbor.
Right, but you're in your mind picturing a dude.
Yeah,
100%. Me and a dude. Could be literally talking to a chick. That's what's so funny.
So then my number neighbor responds, "Are we not already?" And I send the gift. "Did we just become best friends?" "Yep." And here's where it gets super interesting.
Oh,
I go,
"No, you know them or something?"
"Oh, no. I go, "We definitely should like hang out sometime and get beers, like best friend, right?" "Okay, that would be a bull in time. Regrettably, the law would disagree with me on that one."
They're a child?
So now I got to know, right? I got to know. I said, why is the fuzz always got to hold you down? Can I get an amen? He goes, in 2 years or whenever I get my hands on a fake ID, we're definitely going out.
You're texting with some teenager?
He was texting with a child.
I don't know who it was. You know what? Okay,
No wonder they responded so much. They were a child.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, cool. So
you know what's funny?" And I swear to God, I'm now having the realization now.
Yeah.
I assume this person was on house arrest or couldn't go out for 2 years. Swear to God. No.
You did not.
I swear to you.
I assume it's probably a 19-year-old. Or an 18-year-old, maybe.
I thought it was someone on house arrest. I kid you not, until this moment. It was some 19-year-old kid, probably 18.
My God.
Maybe it was an 18-year-old convict. Maybe it was both, Gibbons.
Yeah.
It was somebody in Jersey.
All I know is in 2 years, it's about to be lit. It's going to be lit,
fam. You and your number neighbor.
Me and my number neighbor.
And people were even posting like screenshots of them texting their number neighbor on my Facebook. I got some, and she was like, they didn't write back, and they were laughing.
Good times.
I'm glad that you found a new best friend and a child.
In 2 years, we're going to be really tight, though. I'll tell you what.
They're bonding. They're feeling each other.
I thought it was a jailbird. Of course my BFF.
Kid graduated in freaking, 2018?
Oh, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you see what happened in Jersey? Gibbons, do you know where?
No, tell me. Oh, did God. I see what happened in Jersey? Well, I don't know what happened in Cudahy this weekend.
I see Jersey. I see Jersey. I think Gibbons. Gibbons, do you know where Lacey, Jersey is? Is that a shady place?
It's a central Jersey, so yeah, it's a shady area.
A lot of thefts that go on
it's
there.
It's Jersey.
A lot of crime.
It's shady.
Yes.
A lot of crime.
Absolutely right.
This happens at a Perkins restaurant. Some girl thought she'd be a rebel and steal a 32-ounce bottle of ketchup. Took it from the restaurant. Took it.
Hell hath no fury.
Maybe she needed ketchup, so what?
In the 24 hours after she stole that ketchup, her car was hit by someone else, and she said that otherwise her life was going to bleep. So she went to Walmart, bought 2 bottles of ketchup, and returned them to the store with the note that said, "Dear Perkins, a few weeks ago I had taken one of your ketchup bottles off the table.
Oh my God.
Because for some odd reason I thought it'd be, quote, risky, as I am square as they come. And this is the worst thing I've ever done. A few hours later, someone crashed into my car, and since then, my karma, luck, and life have been bleep."
Oh, she thinks she's not doing it really because it's the right thing.
I hope returning.
She's doing it for her own personal
she says,
karma.
I hope returning 2 new bottles will restore some for me, and I can stop carrying around this guilt again.
Okay.
Really sorry if I inconvenienced you, as the way I have been inconvenienced. And since then, Heinz took notice of it because the restaurant put it on their Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Heinz, the ketchup company, found it, and they're going to help pay for some of the damage to this chick's car.
Who the hell cares? Give her some ketchup. No, she doesn't eat. Give her ketchup.
She wanted to be all crazy, and she's a square, so she went and stole ketchup, right?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
Is she a rebel?
Or is she an idiot?
Oh, that's our new feature we discussed.
My money's on idiot. She's an idiot.
See, I think she's a rebel.
A rebel would do something. They wouldn't steal ketchup. They would steal the whole damn plate, silverware.
Yes, the whole
ketchup,
thing.
Ketchup, mustard, ooh, soy sauce. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so I steal
ramekin. I mean, you name it. The rebel's stealing everything.
So I take ramekins from restaurants sometimes. Am I a rebel or an idiot?
Well, that's all you take, so you're an idiot.
You are,
rebel gets real stuff that it actually needs and, sells it at the garage sale on Saturday. Now, that's a rebel.
Yeah, I could sell them for 25 cents a pop if I wanted to.
Riggs, I like you, but you're crazy.
I know that.
Oh, my God.
I know that.
It's a nice way of saying you're stupid.
Yes.
I like you, but you're crazy.
I know he's calling me stupid, and I appreciate it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning? We just wrapped up show number, what is this today? What was show number 720?
720.
Mm-hmm. 720. What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned I did 700 shows with you losers. Good I can't even God. Believe I still like you sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. He knows I stuttered saying it. Sometimes. 3 days a week for sure. More than less.
At least at least 3 hours a week. At least. Mm-hmm. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned that Riggs.
Yes.
Is very concerned about the people
I am.
Who are concerned about doomsday.
Yeah.
And I think you're all weirdos.
Of course
I think
are.
If you're preparing for death, you might as well just, you know, give up at life now. Because, I mean, what the hell? These people, Briggs was talking about these people that are, like, freaking out for doomsday. And they're preparing. And I'm like, if you're preparing for death, you must not be living much of a life.
Right?
You can buy
especially a fake death. A doomsday. Come on, doomsday's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus, end of the world means end of the world. All that crap you spent your money on is just going to burn up in the hellfire when we get hit by a meteor.
Right, so
who
why
cares?
Would you? Yeah, why right? would you put all that money into doomsday preparation if you're going to die anyway?
Oh, but because I've got iodine pills. Oh, great. Now
you got the underground bunker that's going to keep you alive for 60 years with all the stuff that you're making. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, and then everybody's going to come with knives and guns and try to take my stuff.
You can try,
leave my MREs alone.
You can try, but you ain't going to get them.
Give my guns.
Mm-mm.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I was telling someone how we saw a comedian last week at our radio thing, and he had the best joke, and I tried it on a person who liked guns, so it's okay. And okay. He said the way you should test people if they're allowed to carry a gun in their car is the test is if you if you go to McDonald's and you order a value meal and you get all the way home without eating your fries, you are allowed to carry a gun in your car as well.
You can show restraint.
I lost it. I thought it's so true.
Right?
Who can drive home without touching a fry? It's the true test.
I want to see the gun police in your car watching you. Don't they smell good? Don't those fries smell so good? You know you want to reach for one. You know
impossible
you want
to get home without touching the McDonald's fries.
You know you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know you want to. I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh?
That Gibbons was texting with his number neighbor, or your text door neighbor, if you want to call it whatever you want.
Yep.
The person with one digit off from your phone number. Uh-huh. And it turned out to be a teenager. Pretty much. We're convinced it was a teenager because they're talking about getting a fake ID. You're inviting a teenager out for beers, bro.
Hey, listen, it wasn't a teenager. It's a convict, someone who's on house arrest for 2 years and needs to get a fake ID so they don't know that it's him.
You say,
really, you made all that up.
You say a convict, I think teenager.
Up,
he did, yes.
I did. That was all in my head.
He thought he was talking to somebody else, and then he realized it was a kid.
100%,
yeah. What's more likely, a convict that's on house arrest or a teenager who's like, cool, somebody who's going to buy me beer?
That's a good question, bro.
Yeah, right?
You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Or just go to RiggsAlley.com and listen to show number 720. Get it all there. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. J-Matt's up next. Oh, he's got Zoo a la carte tickets coming up this afternoon.
Nice. Yeah. 12:15.
Yep. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.